Hi, I'm Kylie. Whenever I'm in the UK,
I avoid JK and Joel.
Welcome to the newest, the greatest, the most spectacular show in entertainment history.
I'm in favor of a big breakfast for my boys. And there's a very special welcome for the fellas and girls who are hearing this program for the first time today.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Hi, I'm Kylie. Whenever I'm in the UK,
JK always says nice things about my songs.
Kiss Us. Kylie's best song ever.
Bar the other one that he likes.
He loves her, doesn't he?
Anyway. Thank you to Barry and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
Crockett and Tubbs.
For those of you who are giving in, I know. For those of you who are giving in, just and going, you know, they're all right, actually. Well, that JK's all right. Joel still sounds like Barry Chuckle. But they're all right. I'm starting to like them now. All right, they make me laugh. For those of you just on the edge of that, I'd like to point out that today Joel is wearing a Man United shirt. All right.
There you go. No further questions, Your Honour.
Yeah. And it says Ross on the back of it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Like Jonathan Ross.
It's his favourite member of Friends.
Oh, yeah.
JK's got Phoebe.
It's 6:56. Good morning. Oh, I crashed the vocal.
Damn.
I've got to say, I think that's the best deep dish record I've ever heard. By the last one. I think it's brilliant. I really do. Yo, JK!
I'm not playing.
Oh, okay.
He's lucky he just walked on by. He hasn't met a girl like me, are you?
What's Joel wearing, coat-wise?
Let's have a look.
Look at that. That's what I'm mad about Flyways and Back to the Future 1. Tell you what. You know, normally in a double act, one person's got the talent, one person's got the looks. That one person's JK. Oh, you got to laugh, haven't you, when you look at him?
Oh, I love that record. Oh, God, it's brilliant. Lovely.
Fade up thing. Quick impression of Joel on the desk.
Right, here's Busted.
Come on.
There you go, sorry.
Private joke for DJs everywhere. Right, we'll play the brilliant U2 and Vertigo in just a few seconds. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Kerry at 7 o'clock.
Another Black Watch death in Iraq.
And in sport, Wenger's charged over rude comments.
BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat.
A fourth soldier for your Newsbeat. It's 3 minutes past seven.
We made it through the newspapers this morning, which is quite exciting.
Pretty much everyone.
Yeah. You know the story, don't you?
Well, the one I read, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's brilliant. Dave and I are absolutely delighted.
So happy, Dom.
Very,
honestly.
Very, very, very proud.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a dream achieved, because we never thought we'd ever manage it.
Mm.
But I'm absolutely delighted, and I think it's a brilliant day for myself and Dave, and yourself, Dom.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the whole of Radio 1.
Mm-hmm. When you hear this, Dom, you will quite literally take a sharp intake of breath.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mouldy-looking stain and make it into the Guinness Book of World Records. See?
Really?
See?
Yeah. Sharp intake of breath from the breakfast crew.
Did you know that, Kerry?
I didn't. That's amazing.
Isn't it just? Is this patronising me? That's amazing. Fastest selling download single.
That's very cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
By the greatest rabbit tribute band of all time.
Absolutely. If not the only one.
Well. Oh, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, it's true. We're going in the Guinness Book of Records. How ridiculous is that? Stuff you, McFly.
Do they still have record breakers?
Yeah, us.
We should be on it.
Yeah.
We could get interviewed by Chris Akabusi.
Yeah. That alone is worth the weight in gold.
I want to be interviewed by Cheryl Baker.
Hmm. Does she still do it?
Don't know.
I don't think she does.
I know Roy Castle doesn't because he died.
Yeah.
In fact, aren't the McWhirters both dead now as well?
Yep. Well, one of them is.
Well, no. But there's because there's two.
I think they both
died. His brother died first.
Right.
And I think Norris has died now.
Yeah, Norris has died recently.
But their legacy will live on.
Mm-hmm.
With people eating beans as quick as they can in a minute.
Yeah.
They will always be remembered. Something in the paper today about Elton John swearing or something.
What, here?
Yeah. I don't know where they got that from. Did you notice anything yesterday?
No, I didn't. No, missed that one.
Yeah. I was reading the magazine, the newspaper today, I thought, what a load of
bunkum.
Yeah. Anyway, 6 minutes past seven. Good morning. U2 Vertigo coming up then.
Chris Miles is on the air. He's the man with all your needs. He loves to make you happy and he wants to play for Leeds. Because of Chris's voice, you'll wake up feeling smiley. He's thin and strong and dead at heart and fancied by Joe Wiley.
Hi, I'm Kylie, whenever I'm in
the Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Seriously, just all the way down his leg.
Hmm.
It's Estelle and 1980, Year That God Made Me on Radio 1. Dun, 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 dun. Tell you what, I watched last night on my Sky Plus planner.
What did you watch?
The Real Little Britain on BBC Three.
Which is what, exactly? Is this basically a sort of documentary type thing into chavs?
It's about real Britons.
Oh.
That absolutely, that have no similarities to the characters in Little Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, I don't know, teenager from Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gay guy from a village in Wales.
Right.
There's a man who's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man who fancies older women.
Is there a man that fancies the Prime Minister?
Okay. No, there wasn't, strange enough. It's a funny show. Have a look at it. It'll come round on the BBC Three repeat cycle at some point.
Yesterday, on my Sky Planner, I was mostly watching Long Way Round with Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman.
See, now, I haven't seen this yet.
It's great.
What is this? He rides around America on a bike?
They did it a while ago. They decided to go from London to New York the long way round, which basically means going across through Eastern Europe and across Russia and Siberia. They fly over to Canada, and then they drive from Canada down to New York.
How long does that take?
It took them, about 3 months. 3 months? 150 days? Would that be 3 months? No, it'd be 5 months, wouldn't it? Anyway, it took them ages, right?
It's a lot quicker on the plane.
Well, I know, but they were doing it. But it's a great, great documentary. If you get the chance, it's on Sky One, I think 9 o'clock on a Monday night, and then it's on repeat later on.
I watched a repeat of Harry Hill's TV burp from the weekend.
You like that, don't you?
I think it's one of the funniest shows on television. And I was on it, which was really nice.
Were you?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Somebody told me about this in the pub on Saturday night, and it was exactly as I predicted. In the Bill on Wednesday night, Radio 1 DJ Chris Moyles took a shortcut to work. QT footage of fat man with goatee beard climbing over a wall badly. It's such a funny show.
I must admit, I've only ever seen bits of it, but well, honestly, it's quite well written, isn't
you've
it?
You've got to make the effort to watch it. Set your video, set your Sky Blue, I don't care what you've got, set it to record Harry Hill's TV burp. It's on like 5:30 or something on a Saturday afternoon on ITV. So wasted. It's such a funny show. Such a funny show. Gotta watch it. Thank you. There you go.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, JK and Joel, then, we've got to go off and have a bit of breakfast and hang around because it's a big Brands Hatch racing thing today, isn't it?
It's the Advanced Driving Course, I think they're calling it.
Yeah. So it's JK and Joel, Spoonie,
mm-hmm.
Vernon Kay.
Yep.
I believe that when he gets out of bed. He obviously thinks he's doing a voiceover, otherwise he wouldn't bother. And I think Trevor's doing it as well.
Yes, he is. And Les.
And the, what?
Wes.
I thought you said Les. I thought it was Les.
Wes.
Les Dennis. And I think they're all meeting here before they go, so I'm sure Vern will pop in and go, hello! Like he does.
There's a whole load of it on the on Radio 1 Online, all the sort of stars in their cars, and pictures of Wes with his car, and Trevor with his car, and they're all there posing, Spoonie with his convertible.
Something tells me that Spoonie's car would be a lot classier than Wes's car.
You'd be right.
Okay, I thought so, yeah.
This is the last time.
7:17.
But I will say these words, I remember the first time.
Top record, great band. Keenan, this is the last time from Radio 1. It's 20 past 7. So is this a big advanced driving test thing or whatever that all the weekend boys are doing? Spoonie will be in his convertible black sports car as we speak, probably with the roof off. Trevor Nelson will be in his big, massive 4x4 Land Cruiser. Vern will be his convertible Bentley with his leather interior. Wes is in his Clio. And they're all heading to Radio 1.
I thought he got a mini metro.
It's not a metro.
Do you know what? I almost bought a mini metro. It was my first car.
Really?
Yeah, second hand. But the insurance was too high.
So are they actually just doing an advanced test? Or are they doing, like, skidding and stuff?
I think what they're doing is they're going to a racetrack. I won't say where in case the Pepper Army follow them.
I've already said it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Brands Hatch.
Brands Hatch, but I won't say it again. But anyway,
I think it's Brands Hatch.
What they've done is that they've, I believe, created, like, a sort of city course, like an urban course within
right.
the track. So it's a bit like driving in town and your city school.
So it's just traffic.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
You sit there for an hour.
Yeah.
So that's not quite an advanced test.
Have you done an advanced
test? You've done it, haven't you?
I have. I'm an advanced driver.
I've never seen you drive, though.
People are scared by my driving, but I am an advanced driver. Yeah, my flatmate won't get in the car with me. He doesn't like my driving.
That's not that. It's just that you don't have a licence.
Mm. That does help.
I'm only joking, obviously. Right, let's go for buzz off then. You ready?
Yep.
81199 on the text messages, please. Grab your mobile phone. Text buzz on if you like the song. Text buzz off if you don't like the song. Buzz on if you like it. Buzz off if you don't. Same number, 81199. 81199, are you ready?
Let's go, Daddy-O. Oh, yes.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
I haven't heard this for years.
I like a bit of mullet rock.
Okay, good. Do you know who it is, Alad?
Well, I thought I did, but I'm not sure now.
All right.
You
took
me on. You too?
No.
You me streets have no name.
No.
What? Well, what is it then?
Why the streets have no name. You lift me on. Don't you ever stop. I'm here with you. You ready, Alan?
Yeah.
To make a dream survive. To come and stand beside.
I'm gonna sing you.
Khaled Buzz.
Rachel Buzz.
Dave Buzz. Get that in your iPod, kids.
You two were so funny.
That was Dave, Dave on air drums, me on air guitar, Rachel on air backing vocals.
That was great.
And Alad all the way through going, who is it? Have you never
heard
that before?
Oh, no, I know that song.
What's it called?
Isn't it?
What?
I don't want to say anything now.
Just say the obvious.
Alive and Kicking.
Correct. Okay. Who's it by?
And that's what I can't remember.
All right, Alad.
I know the song.
If your mind was empty,
don't do this to
and
me.
You were stupid,
hello,
you might be regarded as being someone with a something mind.
Just think of J.K.
Simple mind.
Yeah, J.K. and John.
Okay.
Well done.
I enjoyed that. That's very entertaining.
Dominic was playing a keyboards through the glass.
Mm.
82% saying Buzz On for that. I would have played the full album version because that's better. But I don't have it on CD single. Maybe I'll go and buy the album today, but probably won't. Ooh, hello. Ooh, feedback.
Is that you or me?
It's probably me.
Ah, it is you. Eight, great. Anyway, lovely.
Eight, great.
Thank you for that.
My first gig.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. At the Birmingham NEC with my dad and my brother.
Really? Rock on.
Your first gig with your dad? I didn't know Simple Minds played with your dad.
Yeah, yeah, he's very talented.
Wow. Dad.
Morning, Dad and Mum.
Who supported who?
Do you know who supported them?
Who?
Oh, actually, no, I think... I'm sure it was Michael McDonald or somebody like
no.
that.
No!
I was at that gig, Rach.
No, you weren't.
In Birmingham,
no.
It was, and Gunn supported them.
Yeah,
no,
you're
never.
Right,
no
actually.
Angle.
Yeah. No, you are right there, yeah.
I know.
So what year was that?
Oh, well, don't know.
It wasn't 85 when that was out.
89 or something like that, 91 or something.
No,
89, 91, 94, could have been last year.
Coming soon, only Radio 1 can bring this.
And who the hell is Zane Lowe?
He's the DJ that you're going to be doing the show with, for God's sake, Eminem, do you know what I mean? Bit harsh to say who the hell is.
Do your research, Marshall.
You should be tuning in, do you know what I mean? Stop listening to Radio 2 at night time, get us on. Media and Good Charlotte coming up.
BBC Radio 1.
First of all, let's get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
And the main news this morning is the assault on Fallujah.
Travel on Radio 1.
It's 7:34.
So yesterday, Gwen Stefani came to see us, who is gorgeous.
Mm.
So do you think, Kerry?
She is very gorgeous.
Did you get a look at her ass?
I did, yeah. She was wearing some really tight black leggings.
Really,
miss it, really.
Pert bottom.
Well, I did miss it, you see, because I only found out about this bottom spectacle after she'd left. Although, she did do that, you know, when you put your legs
up? She kicked her leg up at you, yeah.
And blimey, she nearly took my eye out.
Those heels were something else.
I know. And she is, she's just a little wee lady when she takes her heels off. But she had all her friends with us. I don't know much about this, but Gwen Stefani has Japanese dancers that follow her around everywhere.
Apparently, they're her imagination that she likes to take with her.
Yeah. You should have tried working next door with them. It was hilarious. Mm. There's me, five Japanese girls dressed as schoolgirls, Carrie and Adrian.
And then Elton John walked in.
Yeah. They also
like nice things. We didn't say that to him yesterday.
I thought it might be insulting, bringing up the Royal Mail and all that.
Why would that be insulting?
Well, I...
bringing up the Royal
Mail. No, that came out wrong. Two postal people everywhere. I'll bail out here.
Okay, right. In case you missed out on yesterday, we have some edited, note the word edited, highlights, which we'll play before 8 o'clock. We'll play in about 10 minutes. I know, Gwen's lovely. I like Gwen Stefani. My ex, she can talk a bit.
Mm, loads of rabbit.
Good Lord, you need three questions for an hour-long interview with her. She's off. She makes me seem shy and retiring. So, if you want to hear the highlights of the Elton interview, 10 minutes, we'll play it, right? Lovely, lovely. Won't take long. It's badly edited by Alad. Oh, don't say that. I spent ages on it. I did.
It's a knife and fork job.
Did you hear the story, by the way?
What?
Elton pinched Alan's bum.
Did he?
Yeah. Alan is very impressed. Comes running in. Elton just pinched my bottom.
OK.
Okay, fine, Alan.
I gave him a firm handshake.
Did you?
Elton.
Right, okay. Not Alan.
No.
Right, okay. Right, good Charlotte coming up and Jamelia coming up for Radio 1.
Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. Wake up and smell the quality.
Give me that beat, ya.
He also, Elton also offered to, excuse me, give me piano lessons.
He wasn't serious, though, was he?
Oh, I think he was serious.
He's expecting you around there today.
Actually, yeah. Didn't he want to ride side saddle with you?
Well, yeah, sit on the stool. Yeah, to do the... It's 7:37. That's all right. It's all right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, good. You definitely beat... Right. Good. Any joke. It's Good Charlotte Radio 1 and girls and boys.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
7:44. So yesterday, Elton John came and see us after Gwen Stefani had been in to see us. And in case you missed Elton, here are the edited, I repeat, edited highlights.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Today, for one day only, Dave will say,
let's get ready for Elton!
Elton John!
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
All right,
pleasure to meet you.
All right, ditto. A good result for you on Saturday.
Yeah, miracle result.
I know.
You know
I didn't
mean?
Know you'd signed David Healy.
Yeah, he was great.
Yep.
Really good. Would you like to buy Leeds?
No.
Right, okay.
No.
Sure.
Would you lend me 30 million so I can buy
them? Sure, yeah, you can buy them.
Fantastic. You can have, I'll give you a, you know, free season ticket.
Thanks.
Anyway, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks, Dito.
Lovely to meet you. And Gwen Stefani was in with all her friends. It's been a bit of a busy,
weird morning
this morning.
Yeah. It's all happening, isn't it?
Yeah. So what time did you get up this morning?
5:30.
5:30?
Yeah.
Man. Was that for us?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
When was the last time you got up at half five?
I usually get up about 7:30, but I can't remember the last time I got up.
Do you know we get up at half seven?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I'm a good boy now. I'm like Women's Institute, all that bit, you know.
See, I'd have still thought you might have been a, you know, never before 10 person.
No. Always up 7:30.
Do you have a morning routine?
Yeah, go up, get downstairs, have a cup of tea, something to eat. Go upstairs, get showered, put on some music, and there you go.
Put on Radio 1, right?
Yeah. Yes, sometimes, yes.
Thanks. Have you ever heard the show before?
I have.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Why not?
I like it. I don't like it.
I know. Good. I like it. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good. It's the right answer.
No, we like the music.
Good. And me.
Yeah, and you. Yeah.
And the news and weather and time checks and jingles.
Yes, and jingles.
I went out the other day and I bought... I went buying CDs on Wednesday or Thursday. So I thought, right, well, I'm going to go and buy Elton's greatest hits. So I can be on top of all his work.
Thank you.
And then I realised, well, I know them all anyway.
No.
So I don't need to listen to them. But I listened to it. We had it on this morning. We're listening to it this morning. It's, you know, you've done some good stuff.
Thank you very much.
You should be proud of yourself.
I am. Yeah, it's a good way to make a living.
There's a few good tracks in there.
Thank you very much.
So what stuff at the moment? What are the CDs that you're listening to at the moment?
New Kings of Leon, which I'll tell you what I got in the car. Kings of Leon, Depeche Mode remix album, which is absolutely brilliant. Rafael Sadiq, who's used to be in Tony, is it?
All right.
Called Ray Ray, which is fantastic. Still listening to The Killers, still listening to Milo. That's about it, I think. There's a great Killers remix of the single that I'm listening to, so about six, you know, dance remixes.
Mm.
I like dance music in first thing in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. I have to wake up to that. That or The Libertines or something loud.
Yeah, The Libertines. They're good. See, I'm liking them. I watched the documentary about you a few years ago.
Which when I thought one of my favourite bits in it is when you go CD shopping.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I'll have that, whatever it will be, the Killers album. So there's three copies in the box.
Yeah.
And then three copies of another album. Do you still do that? Do you still have to buy...
Well, one for the houses, yeah, so I don't have to troll them with me because I lose them otherwise. Yeah, I usually go to Virgin on Mondays. In America, I go on Tuesdays because they come out a day later in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love buying CDs. I really do like it. It's a good experience.
Is it true that you got engaged the other week?
No.
Is it not?
No.
No.
No. No, no big weddings, no Billy Idol songs imminent yet.
No. I was hoping to be a page boy.
No, you could have been. The Germans, that was the Germans' fault.
Really?
Well, I did a German press thing, and they said, would you ever get married? And I said, yeah, I might think about it. And, of course, the next day, it was, Elton is getting married.
Thank you very much, Al. Great to meet you. Elton John, everybody. I've got a right, don't be
wrong. Blimey. It's a bit moody and...
I like that, though.
Joss Stone. Mm. I think she's on tour at the moment, I think. If you're not love, sorry about that, but maybe she'll do it. The Chris Moyle Show,
National Radio 1. Tonight she's playing the Brixton Academy in London.
Thank you.
And then she's in Birmingham, Cambridge and Exeter before the end of the week.
There you go. I think she was in Leeds on Sunday. Hence, I presume she'd be on the national tour. Unless she was up there, you know, seeing my dad or something.
Mm.
Joss Stone, Right to Be Wrong, comes out at the end of the month. Somebody's texted in this morning and asked a question, which I think could spark an interesting debate this morning. And I'd like to involve Rachel and Allard and Dave in on this. And it basically said, is it me, or are Zoe Slater from EastEnders' breasts getting bigger every week?
I've noticed, Sam.
And
I've
got to admit,
I've noticed as well.
I haven't.
So I'll look up some photos now. Hang on.
Don't do that. I'll give you all the
ones. Right, we just had a look before.
Yeah.
But you see, the thing is, though, we've seen this before, because she's a very, very beautiful woman, is Michelle Ryan.
She's got to get that fringe sorted out, though. Oh, blimey.
But she does have exceedingly large boobs for someone of her frame,
I
think.
Away from her bad fringe.
Well, how old is she?
20, I don't know, 19.
Just, you know, growing up.
She can't grow anymore.
But they were never like
She'll
that
take
when
off.
They were never like that when she joined.
Well, it happened to Britney, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, but Britney's breasts go up and down on size depending on what day it is.
And Jennifer Ellison said it happened to her as well.
Mm.
What?
That they get bigger later.
She's looking good though at the moment, Michelle Ryan.
She looks terrific.
But I really you do, you switch the TV and you get the Thursday night, you get the bigger than Tuesday, for God's sake.
Maybe it's the camera angle.
But you need that.
Well, I don't know about that. But it's when she goes out. It's when she gets dressed up to go out. You know, when they go out into town or whatever. Good God.
Maybe she's changed her bras recently. Maybe they're more uplifting.
It could be that, Allard. You're right.
I've got to say, I'm not moaning.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a fine rack on her.
They're not too big.
What?
They're not too big, are they?
Hey, listen, seriously. They're never too big.
Is that true?
Do you know what I mean? That's the law. They're never too big.
I think it's good to make soap sexier. You know, they need more people like that to look at.
Kate's texting already saying, mine didn't grow until I was 25.
Kate who?
I don't know. She hasn't given many details.
Right. I've got a friend called Kate.
Did her breast not grow until she was 25?
I don't think that's her.
Right, okay. So, anyway, now people are texting in. One day they just appeared. See, I wouldn't say one day they just appeared, but one day they suddenly started growing.
Well, in a way they did, because we're just saying they weren't like that when she started.
Listen to you, specialists.
Hey, well, we are specialists. We work in the media.
It's true. There's a lot of big boobs in Radio 1. It's true. I don't know where I'm going with this, but, like, you know, Briggy...
There are a lot of big boobs at Radio... I don't know where I'm going with this. Like, Briggy. What? You say Briggy has large breasts?
Briggy has very large breasts.
Yeah, well...
And Laura on the Scott Mills show, they were...
Oh, no, seriously. You can't compare the two, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they were.
Briggy is a very beautiful... I hope she won't mind me saying this. She's a very big... She's quite tall, big, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She's very sexy.
Yeah.
Laura is an average-sized woman with humongous breasts!
Yeah, but they're both...
And so what does she do? Laura comes into work in the tightest, smallest T-shirt she can find.
She's proud of them. They're great boobs.
God, man, do you know what I mean? It's like she's smuggling space hoppers and cling film.
And Rachel's got great boobs as well.
Rachel, actually, since you lost a lot of weight, Rachel, those bad boys, do they like saying hello to the world on a daily basis?
They're shrinking.
They are not shrinking.
They are.
Are they?
Pert. Hang on, let me just
No, don't.
No, they are.
Are they shrinking during this link?
Do you know what? In all honesty, I think mine are shrinking too.
If I had boobs, I'd wear boob tubes and low-cut tops and things.
Can't wear boob tubes.
Oh, sorry. Started that too early.
Who, me or you?
I can't.
Oh. You can if you want, Dave. So, discuss on the text, 81119, Michelle Ryan, are her breasts getting bigger, yes or no? And just on the off chance, Michelle is in her car on her way to EastEnders.
Good morning.
Good morning, my darling. You're looking fine.
Too many times you cross the line, don't you come crawling back to me. Saying we can't be friends, it's not the end, trying to fix it. It's dangerous.
Check it out now. I hate to admit this, but it's growing on me, this song. I do still think it's sacrilege.
I told you it's growing on you, didn't I?
I love the original. I love the Portishead track. It's the 411 in town next week. It's called Teardrops. Just shows you the absolute scale of our listeners. Two text messages come in. One says, you're all a bunch of pervy worthies. And the other one says, Michelle Ryan, yes indeed, hubba bubba. Pervy worthies, by the way. Yeah, I'll give you that. Do you think Michelle's listening to the show?
She might be.
She might pop in and say, well, actually, Chris, let me show you, okay? Let me show you up is what I meant to say.
Show you up what?
Let me show you up and tell you, Chris. No,
oh, I see.
You know, not let me show you.
Right.
They can mind you if you want to. No, it doesn't matter. Right. Shake It, Move a Little Closer coming up. Daniel Bainfield, brand new single coming up. Let's get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie at 10 o'clock.
Another British death in Iraq.
And in sport, Wenger faces FA rap for calling Rude a cheat. BBC Radio
1. Newsbeat. A fourth soldier from the heavy showers in the north, cloudy with some rain in the south. Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's now 8:03.
What are you saying about the Spurs boss?
Just saying he's, good appointment there, possibly.
weren't the words, you can have some fun with him.
Sorry,
that's
losing
what you said.
Hello, 1-2.
Oh, you're a crazy man. Stop picking your nose.
Okay.
Pamela is texting from a woman's perspective as we're talking about Michelle Ryan and her acting. She goes, it's just so unfair being a woman. First place you lose weight off is your breasts. As soon as you put it back on, it goes on your bum.
Not always.
Carrie's nodding. She says it's true.
We were just talking before about the fact that, you know, we think that maybe Michelle Ryan has started later. There was a text before from Martin, I think, in Cambridge, saying that my wife is 32. Any chance of hers growing soon? So, you know, I mean, with women, obviously, it can come at any time, so to speak.
A lot of people are saying that Michelle has had a knee operation.
I think it's probably just a better fitting bra, you know, because so many women in this country haven't been measured properly.
Do you know, it's... it's not a laughing matter, by the way. The statistics are there and proven that most women are walking around the UK now in the wrong size bra.
Dave, can I just say, I think it's probably true that a lot of men in this country haven't been measured properly either.
For what?
Oh, my God.
We don't wear bras.
Yeah.
And if you mean pants, I know that I'm large.
And I know I'm extra large. Carrie, it's true. Most women, or a lot of women, are walking around in the wrong size bra.
I too am huge.
Seriously, now, what size bra are you wearing?
And we've discussed this before.
Oh, yeah, you're 34B, aren't you?
No, 32C.
32C. See, that's wrong. See, now, straight away, right? Straight away, that's wrong. I can tell by looking, no offence, but I can tell that's wrong. What you should do, go get yourself, say yourself to someone like Marx's,
and they'll measure you up properly. Mm. Then you get a proper sized bra and you'll feel so much better.
I was.
You got to measure underneath,
no,
right?
Watch,
and
then. Carrie, I can tell by looking, and I'm not meaning it in the pervy way. Right, for example, Rachel. Yes, oh. Or no, just answer the question, Rachel. Have you ever told me what size?
No, never.
Right. Like, looking at Rachel, she's quite obviously, right, 34B. So...
I wish.
Right? So, you know, but I bet your bra isn't 34B, is it?
No,
see?
It's not.
You see?
Do you know what, though? There are some women in some places that can just look at you and tell you what size you are, and it's right.
Some women? Well, try every bloke in Leeds can do that, for God's sake, woman. Do you know what I mean? I can tell. And of course, as Dave and I have mentioned many times before, there is a way, a measuring service, rather, that Dave and I do provide.
Mm-hmm.
No tape measures needed.
Oh.
We do it with our eyes. We can tell. We can tell.
That's what I mean. There are some places you go to and they just look at you and they get it right.
That's what I said with yourself. 34B, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You can measure it like horses too, with hands.
Yeah, I'd say you're 32, definitely. Yeah.
Shall I guess yours?
Yeah, have a go at mine.
38G?
36, actually. Oh. I'm not as broad, really.
Now that Malls is a success, you'll get a bigger head. Wear lots of fancy suits and spend his weekend stuck in bed. He'll buy a car, a great big yacht, a villa in Mallorca. But nothing really changes, cause he's still a big fat porker. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
It's on your mind, written on your face. It's no surprise to find you in this place. Your wish is mine, so you don't have to lie.
Who's broken the roof?
Aled.
No, Dominic did it.
It wasn't me, because you drove it into my leg.
Yeah, and if your foot hadn't have been there...
I'm going to chuck that in the bin in a minute.
No! You are not. We've been sent a load of merchandise for the movie The Incredibles, and we've got a remote control car, and it's great.
Mm. It's very sexy.
And all
car.
Of us are really enjoying it, bar Rachel, who's got no sense of humour, who's in a real grumpy, grouchy...
No, I'm not.
32B mood this
it's
morning.
It's when Aled drove it into my foot.
Switch it on near the mic. Listen to that. Listen to that, boys and girls. Wouldn't you like Santa to bring you that for Christmas?
Whoa!
And before, right, during that two-record segue, what we were doing is practicing our parallel parking with two placed toilet rolls.
Yeah. Chris and Dave, you were very good.
Thank you.
I wasn't very good.
It's 8:15. And now it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Radio 1. Right, we need a boy and a girl to take part in the competition this morning. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Very, 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 very quickly, just ring up. And it'll pick a man and a woman to play the quiz, right? So get calling now. I saw Rob DJ this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, God love him. With his ski slope hairdo. His hair's like that.
Is it?
Yeah. And it's always been like that. And he does the quiz every Monday night in my local pub in Leeds. And then we have a few of those questions every Tuesday morning. And the nations love it. All across the UK, people are in their cars or in their beds or in their kitchen. It's play-at-home fun.
It's not just the UK, all across the world. People will be doing Rob's quiz in Zimbabwe and Singapore and stuff.
Zimbabwe?
Hmm.
Thailand.
Yeah. Sock shop.
Mm-hmm.
Australia. Australasia.
Indonesia.
Papua New Guinea.
Huddersfield.
Kenya or Kenya?
Hmm, I'm never sure which.
No, we're not.
Istanbul, not Constantinople.
New York, not New Amsterdam.
Birmingham.
Nottingham.
All the hams.
Hamty ham. Is that what they say in bingo?
That's the right, yes they do.
All the hams, hamty ham. Right, give me thumbs up when you've got them out. Who's going to be quizmaster? Are you going to do it, Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, somebody else can if they want.
Have we had a phone call yet from Zoe Slater?
No.
Has she not called in?
No.
I thought she'd want to come in and...
I don't think she's going to.
And sit on my lap and go, well, actually, Chris...
She could clear this up for us.
What's up?
There's somebody on line one from Gillingham.
Hello, line one from Gillingham.
Ah.
That's Inspector Morse.
And how are you today?
Well, that's brilliant.
Mm. No, we don't have them on now. We have them on later. I just need to know who they are, H.
Well, somebody from Gillingham.
Yeah, that's great. You know, earlier off the air when we said we won't have them on the air for the questions, we just had them on for the reveal.
I was tired then.
Right, okay, good.
Another ham town.
She's in a grump tonight. What?
Gillingham.
Oh, it is a ham town.
Okay, that's great. I just say, Rachel, this morning, we're talking about the Band-Aid lineup. And I'm saying...
Now I'm going to be in a bad mood if you tell that story.
And I'm saying who's in it. I'm going...
Come on, right, okay, it was 6 o'clock in the morning.
It's Busted, and it's Fran Healy, and it's Bono, and it's Kitty Malou. And she goes, is there really somebody called Kitty Malou?
I was tired.
She got the right up then.
Yeah. Right, we've got our two callers.
Okay.
Ryan from Gillingham.
Ryan from Ham.
And Fiona from Epsom.
And Fiona from Epsom. Lovely.
They're all ham places.
More ham town people.
We should do more ham town, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't even eat meat. There's the irony.
Do you not?
No, I don't. I eat chicken. So.
See, I never understood that, yeah. You know.
I don't eat red meat or sausages or bacon.
But why don't you eat red meat or sausages or bacon?
I just went off it about eight years ago.
But it's not for any kind of...
No, it's not for any type religious or ethical reasons. No.
And answer me this, Dominic. I'm always confused. Pork, white meat or red meat?
Well, Dave, a controversial one. Me, personally, I don't eat pork.
Mm.
But other
That's
people...
not for Ramadan, though.
No, it's no for... No, absolutely. No religious significance. Mm. Just don't like pork.
Mm.
I like pigs, sure. No pork.
It's not for Ramadan.
Mm.
I didn't know you acknowledged Ramadan in your life.
No, I don't.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. There's no significance there. It's just purely the taste.
Right.
Because sometimes people say it's a red meat, other times they say it's a white meat, and I'm never sure.
Right. I don't care. Let's do the quiz then, shall we? Eyes down looking, everybody. Are we all ready to play?
Does anybody want a sheet?
What? Have you actually got... You haven't. Oh, yeah, you get to write... You get to write...
Dominic, stop
these.
I'll take that round, Alex.
Did Rob DJ do these? You have to write your quiz name on your team name on the top.
We're not doing all 40 though.
Oh, no, give it over.
Right, okay. How many are we doing now? Five.
Yes. Have you picked five questions? Or are you just going to do the first five?
No, I've picked five.
Okay, here
we
go.
First
then.
Of all, question number one. We'll
Eyes
do.
Down, looking, everybody. Here we go. It's last night's pub quiz. Oh, Carrie, come on.
Quick.
I'm going to give you all 10 seconds. Get some pen and paper. And now it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Radio 1. Are you ready, Rachel?
Yep. Okay, question number one. Right. Which British railway station has the most platforms?
Can I just stop for a second? Can Carrie move on to the other table so she doesn't copy my answers?
Oh, for God's sake, Dave.
No one's going to copy from you.
As Elton said yesterday, we have to play some music. Do you want that one again?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which British railway station has the most platforms? Right?
Yeah.
Next one.
It's a text off, by the way.
Have you turned yours off?
Yes.
Okay, no. All right, fine.
Okay. Question number six. Which 80s TV programme featured five friends? Gobo, Wembley, Red, Mokey and Booba.
Oh, it's easy. Can you just say, by the way, for the people playing at home, don't say question six.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying that for
okay,
you.
Okay, all right.
Can you repeat the question?
Mm. Which 80s TV programme featured five friends? Gobo, Wembley, easy. Red, Mokey and Booba.
Easy, that. Isn't it?
No, it is.
You got it, Carrie?
Nice one.
Okay.
Don't come near me then, love.
Next, which country introduced Trivial Pursuit to the world?
Ooh.
And its face. Do you know that one, Dave?
I don't know. We'll find out soon.
Next one. What type of skirt takes its name from a writing implement?
Yes. What? What type of skirt takes its name from a writing implement?
Mm-hmm.
Pen.
Moving on, and the last one. What bird is the heaviest and tallest bird in the world?
Lisa Tarbuck.
Oh. Do you want that one
She's
again?
She's not that tall, though, is she?
Yes, please.
What bird is the heaviest and tallest bird in the world?
It's one of three there, isn't it?
Did you say Lisa Tarbuck or Lisa Riley?
Yeah, well, yeah, this is it, actually. I don't know now.
Tarbuck's taller, isn't she?
She's funnier.
Morning, Lisa's, if you're listening. I'm Scott Mills. Right, so there you go. There you are, all your answers. The questions. Hello.
We should do that, give the answers out, and then people can tell us the questions.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You're a crazy lady living in your own fantasy radio world. All right, we'll come back for the answers, and then if we've got time, more questions. We won't do 10 today. Yeah, I know, exciting, isn't it? New music we trust. Great record. It's out this week. Please go and buy it at Stereogram. Walkie Talkie Man, and it is ace. Oh, stop there, Tiger. Give it to me one more time! Beautiful. And now it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Radio 1. Playing along with us today is Ryan from Gillingham. Hello, Ryan. Oh, sorry, sorry. No. Hello, Ryan.
Morning, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You all right, pal?
Yeah, all right, you?
Yeah, good. Without giving away any answers, how do you think you're going?
I reckon 3,
Pratt. Okay, all right, not bad. You're playing against Fiona from Epsham. Hello, Fiona. Oh, she's on 4 or 3?
3.
Hello, love. No, she's not there. Can't hear her. Oh, hang on. Fiona.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, I've got you.
Ham.
Oh, ham.
Hamness.
Epsom.
It's Epsham and Gillingham.
It's not Epsham.
Everything is ham today, love.
Epsom.
How do you think you're on?
Three, maybe.
Okay, all right, let's find out then. Rachel, read out the question, then come to us for answers.
Okay, question number one. Yeah. Which British railway station has the most platforms? The answer is Waterloo.
No, no!
Whoa. That's what you looked at.
No, hang on. To us for answers.
All right, then. The question is, which British railway station has the most platforms?
Is it Waterloo?
Chris.
Yeah. I put Waterloo.
What did you put?
And there, look, you can see.
I put
Alex.
Crewe.
Birmingham New Street.
Dom?
Clapham Junction.
Clapham Junction. I would have put that, but no, the answer was Waterloo.
Sure. Let's go to the callers, shall we, Rachel? Mm-hmm. Hello, wake up. Ryan?
Yeah, I'd Waterloo.
Waterloo, good lad. Fiona?
Waterloo.
Good girl.
I don't think that's
I
right.
I don't believe that. I think it's Clapham Junction. Yeah. It's the world's busiest railway.
Waterloo's got the Eurostar.
I think it's Crewe.
So it's got... Right, next.
All right, okay. Which 80s TV programme featured 5 friends? Gobo, Wembley, Red, Moki and Booba.
Now, me, Carrie and myself have got this absolutely right, word for word, so come to us last.
Okay, Dom.
The Hair Bear Bunch.
No. Ooh. Dave.
It's not right, but I've put the famous 5.
Aled.
Banana Split.
Ryan. Ryan.
Yeah, I've got Fraggle Rock.
Fiona.
Fraggle Rock.
Carrie.
No. Fraggle Rock.
And
she's
got,
lying.
I've got Fraggle Rock too. What?
Fiona said Wombles.
Fiona, you liar.
Well, I thought I'd go with it. It sounded good.
You can't just do that. Did you cheat?
No, I had the Wombles. I was born in the 80s. I cannot remember that.
Right, then. Any more cheating, you get cut off.
Oh, it's my birthday.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Well, the answer was Fraggle Rock.
Yes!
Okay, well, so Ryan, quickly on. Rubbish. Which country introduced Trivial Pursuit to the world? Chris?
I put England, then I put Switzerland, then I put Canada. So I'm going to go with Canada.
Dominic. Quick.
United States.
Carrie.
Australia.
Dave.
Canada. England.
Ryan.
I've got UK.
Fiona.
I've got America.
The answer is Canada.
Yay!
How do you know that?
Because it's trivia.
Okay.
Did you cheat?
I thought it was Switzerland, and then I thought, no, it can't be Switzerland. They make clocks.
What type of skirt takes its name from a writing implement? Shall I just give you the answer?
Fiona.
Pencil.
Ryan.
Pencil.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Pencil.
Long man texting typewriter skirt.
Mm.
That's just stupid. Pencil skirt is correct.
Hooray!
Okay, and the last one. What bird is the heaviest and tallest bird in the world? Dom.
Ostrich, I put.
Ostrich.
Ostrich for me as well. Emu.
Oh, Chris.
Ostrich. Ryan.
Ostrich.
Fiona.
Emu.
Ostrich is the correct
Yay!
Answer. So what are your scores then?
Well, no, hang on. You're supposed to say, has anyone got 5?
Yeah. Has anyone got 5?
Yes, I have 5.
No, you haven't.
I have got 5.
You haven't.
Happened.
I have.
You
look.
Haven't.
Waterloo, yes. Fraggle Rock, Canada, Pencil, Ostrich.
Mm. Has anyone got 4?
Yeah.
Ryan.
Well done, Ryan.
Yeah, Dave.
Pleasure.
3?
Yes.
Yeah.
2?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
One, Alex.
Yeah! Ryan, you beat Fiona. Well done, boys beat girls.
Lovely. Cheers, mate. Right,
bye, matey.
I think you cheated.
Fiona, you cheated.
I know, but hey.
And you still lost. Have a nice day. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye.
There
bye.
You go. Beautiful. I like that.
Mm.
Should we do five more after the news?
Mm. Yeah.
Another two?
What?
No.
Because the girls are cheated. The boys won today, that's that. Boys versus girls again next week at the same time, only on Radio 1. And that was Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Radio 1.
I think you cheated on that.
How did I cheat?
I think you did.
How?
Well, because all of your question answers have got scribbles out.
No, yeah, but that's what I said. I put Victoria, then I put Panic, and then I stopped, and I thought, no, Waterloo, because it's got the Eurostar. And then Fraggle Rock, I wrote Fraggles, and then I thought, no, it's not the Fraggles, it's Fraggle Rock.
Hmm.
And I thought Rachel might pick me up on it. Then I put England, Switzerland, and I thought, no, Switzerland made chocolate or something, and cookies. Yeah. So I put Canada. What type of skirt takes its name from a writing implement?
It's got to be pencil, isn't
right?
it?
It's not typewriter skirt.
No.
And in what bird is the heaviest and tallest bird in the world? Ostrich.
Hmm.
As a guess.
I'm still not sure about the train station.
Are you trying to say Rob DJ might be wrong?
Well, he was last time.
Well, yeah, there's a good chance of that. Yeah. BBC Radio 1. Five more questions coming up for you to have great play-at-home fun with. We'll also play Destiny's Child and the White Stripes. Let's get some news from Dominic now. It's 8:31.
And our top story this morning is the fight for Fallujah.
One road travel on Radio 1.
And it's 8:35.
And now it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz. Part 2 on Radio 1. All right, here we go then. All right, just for us and you at home. Play at home fun. Phil says, hi, Chris, I'm in Taiwan and I do the quiz, so it really is global phenomenon. So there you go. All right then, Rachel. It's your hostess with the mostest.
Hello.
It's Raquel 32B.
Just making sure Dave's moving out of the way, actually.
I can't see your answers.
Just for reference in the studio, we're on to the second page now.
Oh, are we?
Yes. All right, first question.
That's not fair, because I know some of the answers on sheet one.
I was doing that as well during the news.
Oh, you're all a load of cheats.
Oh, no, I always cheat.
Because you've got them already.
We haven't got the answers, we're going to get the questions.
And also you'd... Well, anyway.
Right.
All right, okay, first question. What was the name of Dennis the Menace's dog?
Oh, easy.
An easy one to start with. Mm. Do you want that one again?
Hang on, what number's that?
22.
No, don't need it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
Just stop for a second. Is it, ding? No, okay, fine. That means none of you are in the Dennis the Menace fan club. Because that's what you say. You say
dong.
Yeah.
I'm in it.
Ding.
Yeah. 55p.
Dong.
Yeah.
Thank you.
55p postal order.
You got your badge, haven't you?
Very weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Which Geordie was voted PFA Young Player of the Year in 1988? Just guess, Alad. Do you want that one again?
George Best, Alad. Alad, George Best. No.
No? Okay. Next question. What is the state capital of California?
Ooh.
That is, what is the state capital of California?
Ooh. What? Give us a clue?
No.
Right, fine. Sure. Cow.
It's not obvious.
Oh.
Oh, now you've just, now you've done it.
Shall I move on?
That's so wrong. Right.
Okay. Which acid has the chemical formula?
Oh, that's rubbish. We'll do that one.
H2SO4.
Why don't you do?
Why don't you do
name the year? Jive talking.
No.
Why do you do that?
I'm choosing the questions. That's the one I've chosen.
Name the year. Please. Sweet child of mine. Why do you do that one?
No.
What is that? What is, which acid has the chemical formula H2SO4?
Mm-hmm. Just guess.
Rubbish.
It's got acid at the end.
Cheers, Rach. What a help.
Okay.
Got it.
Rubbish.
And finally, this is easy. In which city did the Wizard of Oz live?
Yay! Now you're talking.
It's not that easy.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's easy.
No, it's not. This is if you're a girl.
Or Aled.
What city?
Which city did the Wizard of Oz live?
Is it a trick? Is it like Gillingham?
Come on, think about the
ham fields. Is it one of the ham towns?
It's a ham town.
Nottingham?
Wasn't Birmingham?
Ozham.
Cheltenham.
Is it Ozland?
Australia.
Australia. The Wizard of Oz, isn't he?
I think that's the easiest question out of all of them.
Which city did the Wizard of Oz live?
I can't believe you don't know that.
Think about the film.
It's a chick flick. I've never seen it.
Come on, it's a Christmas classic. At home when you're a kid. It's always
I haven't seen the film. Is it Australia?
Well,
Alan, is it Australia?
No.
Is it Ozland?
No.
It's the Wizard of Oz. He must come from Oz. I'm putting Oz down. Balls to you lot. Tell you that.
Okay. Do you want any more? Any of the others? Again.
Why didn't he do Name the Year, The Ballad of Tom Jones,
because
or something
didn't
like that?
Choose that one.
Who won the Women's New York Marathon at the weekend? I know the answer to that.
Paula Radcliffe, she's coming on the show on Thursday.
Can you give us the answer, the question, well, give us the answer, but give us a question to the acid one.
Which acid has the chemical formula H2SO4?
I know. I only know one acid. I put acid house. Right, fine.
This is silly.
Oh, I'm sorry, am I being silly? Sorry about that. Right, five questions then, two records, and then five answers. I'm not as confident. I think I've got one right, I might have got two right, I definitely haven't got three right, I might have got four right, and unless the Wizard of Oz lived in Oz, I think that's three out of five for me. I'll trade you with the footballer, Will.
No, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Stuffy then. Right, answers coming up then. It's 20 to 9. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan has got the lurgy.
Dirty tactics.
Absolutely. And now it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Radio 1. 8:48. Okay, Rachel.
Okay.
The hostess with the least S.
What do you mean? Okay, time to go through the answers then, yeah?
Right,
yeah.
There you go, look, no mistakes on my answers.
Okay, right.
Yeah. All wrong, by the way, probably.
So, first question, what was the name of Dennis the Menace's dog? Chris!
Yes, let me get one right. It's Nasher, or as I always said as a kid, Ganasher.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I did too.
I always thought it was Ganasher.
Did anybody else have any ink different?
Aled.
Nasher.
Dave.
Okay. Nasher, Ganasher, yeah, all that.
Great. Great.
Ding.
Okay.
Dong.
Dong.
Thank you. Do you know what that stands for?
Ah. You've told me this before.
You're not meant to say it, though.
No, you're not meant to say
it. Right, I won't say that.
Mm. It's okay in written
form. Is it like the Masons in that respect?
In a sense, yes, it is, Dave. The Dennis the Menace fan club is very similar to the Masons.
Dominic Byrne said that, by the way.
You send a 55p postal order to the Masons.
Anyway, next question.
You get a furry badge.
Next question.
A bargain.
The next question.
Sorry.
Which Geordie was voted PFA Young Player of the Year in 1988? Aled.
Gaza.
Have you been cheating?
No, look.
Okay.
It's the only one I know.
Dom.
I would have said Shearer, actually, but...
What did you write down?
Shearer.
Dave.
Gaza.
Chris.
Alan Shearer.
Gaza.
The correct answer was Paul Gascoigne.
Paul
Gascoigne. Paul Gascoigne, yes.
I had some of that the other night, actually. Settled my upset stomach. Your stomach.
G8.
Other products are available, Dave, yeah.
Okay. So what are the Geordie footballers?
Right, okay, what is the state capital of California?
Got this so wrong.
I don't think any of you will get this. Dave?
I put San Diego.
Aled?
LA.
Dom?
I put Sacramento. I'm feeling it's Sacramento.
Carrie?
I put Orange County.
Orange County?
That's no, I'm not going
to Chris?
I put Santa Barbara.
The answer is Sacramento.
Yay! Ting.
Do I get a point because mine began with an S?
And mine. I've got the sand bit, right?
Mm. No.
Of Sacramento.
Okay. Which acid has the chemical formula H2SO4?
I've got this wrong as well.
Chris?
See, now... I know it began with a H, but I've gone for sulfuric. I was going to do battery.
began with an H and you went for sulfuric.
No, I had that same working as well, because I was going to put hydrochloric.
What you put?
And I put SO is sulfuric, maybe, perhaps.
Aled.
Sulfuric acid.
Dom.
I put hydrochloric acid.
Can I just ask you, Aled, why did you put sulfuric? Is it because you couldn't think of any of the acids?
Yeah, it's only right. Acid I knew.
Fair enough.
Carrie?
I put hydrochloric.
Okay, the answer is sulfuric.
Yes!
And finally, in which city did the Wizard of Oz live?
Now, you know, I think this is a rubbish, stupid question.
I don't.
I put Oz.
Dave.
Kansas.
Carrie.
Emerald.
Where?
And the correct answer is Aled.
Oh, I don't know, I put Kansas.
Ah. The correct answer is the Emerald City.
What was the question?
Who lived in Kansas?
That's not a real city.
Who lived in Kansas?
In which city did the Wizard of Oz live?
Oh, no, yes.
Who lived in Kansas? Was that Dorothy?
That was Dorothy.
They followed the Emerald. Sorry.
Where's Emerald?
Emerald Ham.
Where is that?
The Emerald City was where the Emerald Road.
Hang on, if he's the Wizard of Oz, why did he live in Oz?
It's not even a real place.
Well, then he's the Wizard of Nowhere.
Do we get half of Kansas?
No.
Seriously, he didn't live in Australia?
No.
That's right.
Okay, anybody get five?
Oh, God.
Four? Three?
Yes.
That's Carrie, Aled, Dave.
Two.
Yay.
Get two. Oh, okay. And that's the end of the quiz.
It's harder than you think, isn't it?
Well done, everybody.
It's only easy if you know the answers, Dom.
Yeah. Round of applause to Rob DJ in front of the fine quiz. Executed badly by Rachel.
Mm. Hey, Bob Holness over there.
Bob Holness, the hostess for the least days. And there'll be another Rob DJ quiz next Tuesday morning. It's 8:52. From four. Can I show you something, Dominic?
Mm.
But you're not allowed to say what it is or show anybody else.
Okay.
It's just for you.
Okay.
Because I think you'll appreciate it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's on the phone there.
Don't show anyone else.
Okay.
That's outrageous. Oh. That's not bad.
Pass it back.
Can we see or not?
No, I'll show it to Aled.
You're horrible.
I'll show it to you, but you're not allowed to say what it is or show anybody else. Promise?
I promise.
Okay, all right.
Chris.
What?
Bad.
Oh, it's not filth, Rachel.
They have been rude.
What? I'm not being rude. That's what it is, eh?
I knew that!
You can't say.
I can.
You can't.
I could.
You won't.
I may.
I was going to accuse you of that, but I thought, no, Chris wouldn't stoop that low.
Oh, come on, show it. I haven't seen it now. I'm the only one.
Fine, have a look. That's fine, Dave.
Got left out here.
Fine.
Hmm. Am I looking at the right one?
What does it say on it?
Well, do you want me to read it out?
Yeah.
Waterloo.
Yeah.
Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah.
Pencil Skirt.
Yeah.
An ostrich, which means...
And who sent it?
Who's it from?
That you cheated.
Yeah. Blatantly.
Yeah, but you see, you know...
But it worked. I got 5 out of 5.
Yeah, well, that's not true.
You've ruined the whole format now.
Okay, so you two are having a go at me for cheating. Let me take you back a few weeks to when we were in the real Rob DJ Monday Night Pub Quiz, and we won. Yes.
Whoa, that wasn't cheating. That was just confirming
what
we
already
thought.
Look me in the eye. You're trying to tell me that there was no cheating going on from our team whatsoever. Don't look away from me.
There was no cheating.
You are such a liar.
All we did was confirm what we already thought.
You're a liar.
We just needed backup.
You had to go to court.
Fergus was sitting there with everyhit.com sitting on his phone.
I told him that was too obvious as well.
Anyway, I won't cheat next week, I promise.
Can't believe you anymore. I can't trust you.
How many did you get in the first one out?
Two or something.
Well, I got 5. Should have cheated. Right, Dave, are you ready for Tedious Link?
Yep.
How do you get to today's Tedious and yesterday's Tedious? The New Radicals, and you get what you give.
A New Radicals frontman, Greg Alexander, has written songs for other people in the past, including Ronan Keating from Boyzone. Boyzone is a band that launched the acting career of Coronation Street star Keith Duffy. Keith Duffy shares the same surname as Patrick Duffy, who was the man from Atlantis. Atlantis was the name of a city under the sea. The sea was a setting for classic films such as A Poseidon Adventure and A Perfect Storm. Perfect Storm starred George Clooney. He used to go out with Lisa Snowden. Mount Snowden, as well as being something that George has obviously done, is also the name of a mountain in North... North Wales. North Wales is the birthplace of Carol Vorderman. Carol Vorderman is good at maths. Maths shares many of the same letters as moths, which can eat your clothes. Clothes are something that you have to hand over, along with most of your other possessions, when you go to prison. One of the most famous and notorious prisons in the world was Alcatraz, which is situated on an island in San Francisco Bay. And when you think of San Francisco, you think of the band Third Eye Blind.
I don't.
Which links us to this morning's TD-Sing track. It is San Francisco-based Third Eye Blind and Semi-Charmed Life.
I don't think anybody does. Does anybody here think of Third Eye Blind when you think of San Francisco?
No.
Right. Yet another floor from Comedy Dave. But I'll let you off because it's a great track. Right, nice and loud. You ready?
Yep.
Go! Seamless.
There's a couple of queries.
Yes.
Which I'm happy to illustrate.
Okay.
Okay. Should we go from the top?
It was Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life.
Okay, from the top to the bottom.
Yes, the Ronan Keating one.
No, that's correct.
Yeah, he wrote songs for Ronan Keating as a solo artist, not Ronan Keating from Boyzone. It was just Ronan Keating.
Yeah, but Ronan Keating is from Boyzone.
No, but he wasn't Boyzone's Ronan Keating when he wrote the songs.
That's a technicality.
Not a technicality.
We're not allowing that.
What?
The first one that I will admit to is to do with Atlantis, the city under the sea. Atlantis was destroyed by the sea and in fact was a city on the land until it became under the sea. It was never a city under the sea per se.
Right. Who's Percy?
The other inaccuracy is the fact that, unbeknown to me, George Clooney is still dating Lisa Snowden, so I believe on the text.
But who knows?
But exactly, so we won't allow that one.
say?
What?
What did you say?
Hey? I said that George Clooney, he used to go out with Lisa Snowden.
Mm.
Apparently they might still be dating.
Did Metallica come from San Francisco?
I couldn't tell you.
Right.
Moths don't eat your clothes. It is, in fact, the pupae, or larvae, that are laid by the moths that then actually form the holes in your clothes by the eating process. So that is kind of incorrect. And the rest of it, I think, was just about there.
All right, well done. It's great.
Thank you.
Let me just see if we have any news music that's not too serious. Do we have any news music that's not too serious, Al?
No.
Let me have a look. Oh, okay, hang on a second, let's try this. And, it's all right, isn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah. Apparently, Carrie has some breaking news, sport news, that's not too serious.
I do have some... I feel like Kermit the Frog from Sesame Street.
Do you? Well, whatever turns you on, love.
Comes in. Yes, we've just heard that the Leeds chairman, Gerald Krasner, has confirmed that there is sufficient proof of funding from the Anglo-American consortium led by Sebastian Sainsbury to take over Leeds United.
Oh!
Hey, that is interesting news.
Yeah, yeah.
Show me the money!
They've shown them the money, apparently.
I like that. That's good. Brilliant. Football and groceries on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Well, he said, Sebastian Sainsbury, who heads the consortium, said last week and had it in my bulletin that he would be Leeds chairman by the middle of this week.
Wow.
So what does that mean?
It means that basically the people who own Leeds United might sell Leeds United to some other people who then own Leeds United.
Anything going to change?
What?
Anything going to change?
On the pitch, no.
I don't know.
No. There might be a bit of debt written off, but on the pitch, no.
I won't get too excited then.
Well, no, it's good.
It's quite a big deal. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I'll switch the microphones off for this, because at the moment, and when the new people come in, okay?
Interesting.
Fingers crossed, anyway.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Mm. I told you, I met Gerald Krasner the other night.
He was sat on the table behind us.
Hello, Chris, nice to meet you, how are you? Anytime you want to come to a game, let me know.
He's selling the club now, isn't he? I'm bugging now to buy me tickets like everyone else. Anyway. Right, you ready then, Dave? Thank you, Carrie. Round of applause for Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie.
No, I'm only joking. It's our time of the show. It's a bit where Dave... I've made myself out. It's our time of the show. It's a bit where Dave likes to say...
Let's get ready to rumble!
about that.
What was that?
You had turned up from Ramble.
Ah.
Oh, yes. Yes, everybody texting in, you are right.
Oh, about Metallica.
No, that, and the piece of music that we just played, but I'm not going to say what it was. But
I know what it is.
Well, fine, then I don't know what I need to tell you.
Do you want me to tell you?
No, I know what it is.
Never liked that program.
Why?
I just didn't.
It's a great show.
Didn't like him, and I found the show a bit dark.
Richard O'Brien.
Mm.
It was brilliant.
Brilliant, Richard O'Brien.
Didn't like it.
Responsible for what piece of...
I know. I know what you're going to say.
Rocky Horror.
Horror Picture Show.
I never saw your lips move when you said that there, Dave. It sounded like Allard talking.
Oh, we're talking in sync.
That's nice.
Sorry.
Unison.
Pillock. I'm sorry, I just wanted to know that I knew the answer, innit? How's your sauna going?
It's not, I'm not running a sauna.
You were?
I'm not running a sauna.
Said
I've never
you were
run a
little
sauna.
Britain.
No, that wasn't me.
Yes, it was?
No, it wasn't me. You just borrowed my name.
You know, gay Aled.
Gay Aled is not gay.
Do you know what? If you lived in Wales, Aled is a very common name, as is Jones. Very common there.
What
we're
about
everywhere?
You know, gay Aled.
Just because there is a gay Aled in Wales doesn't mean it's Aled Jones the choir boy or Aled Jones on Radio 1.
Or Aled Jones, I thought you were going to say something that's completely different.
Choir boy.
Gay Aled is not gay.
Do you know what? Aled chopped out of that clip. What about gay Aled who runs the sauna?
Do you know why? Because there is actually a bit in between that where she says... likes, and so obviously you can't keep the whole line in.
Right.
So I had to edit that.
You know, gay Aled.
Gay Aled is not gay.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Maybe I left a bit of an impression on Matt that he had to go and, you know, use my name.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You wait until you hear next week. What about Gay Comedy Dave? Comedy Dave is gay.
I mean, you know.
But what about his wife? She's a beard.
When you think about it, there's loads of people in England called Comedy Dave.
That's not true. Name one.
There you go. Lovely. Perfect.
Dave.
What?
That's one.
Yeah.
Comedy Dave.
Yeah. Name another.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sure people will text in.
I wonder if... do you think there are anybody... there are many people in the UK who have a friend called Dave who has now been nicknamed Comedy Dave. Because just like this Dave on our show, he's not funny.
Or actually, probably in sort of harmony with that, other people called like Comedy Dan and Comedy Steve and Comedy Tim and things.
Hang on a second, we're just going to stop. What do you want to say?
Hi, Comedy Dave. This is David Moyes from Everton. That tedious link was crap.
Oh, he didn't like today.
Hey? Whoa, hang on. That's not the same version that I heard yesterday.
What?
You got two versions.
No, he just every day now, he will give his thoughts on tedious link.
He's live.
He's not.
He is live.
Say it again, if you won't mind.
Hi, Comedy Dave. This is David Moyes from Everton.
There you go, see?
Do you know, even though he doesn't like my link, I still like that.
What do you think of today's link?
That tedious link was crap.
There you go. Tell you what, you only got the positive one yesterday because Rachel didn't want us to use the C word.
Oh, what, is that on the grounds of taste and decency?
Yeah. And then Elton John came in.
Ooh.
That really wouldn't have made much difference, would it?
Blew that out of the water.
I think we need to be nice and decent and tasteful.
We've also got the Eric Prydz thing here. John, should we wrap that up?
Well, we could do, yeah. Have you listened to it?
No.
Okay. It's Eric, proving my point.
Eric Prydz or Eric Prydz. Now, call on me. On this show, we say Eric Prydz. Pretty much everywhere else, they say Prydz. So, somebody shoved a microphone in his face and asked him. It's a question in there, or is it just the answer?
That would be Wes then, yeah. Wes was interviewing him for the number one.
Right.
And asked him whether he was Prydz or Prydz.
Now, I've been told it's actually not Eric Prydz.
Hello there, mother. Hello. Where's me washboard? Oh. Smell that. Cheese. Hello. Sorry, Wes.
Now, I've been told it's actually not Eric Prydz, as most people are saying, but it's actually Eric Prydz. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the correct pronunciation.
So Prydz. For weeks on Radio 1, we've all been saying Eric Prydz, and actually we got it wrong. It's Eric Prydz.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It sounds quite cool, actually.
Okay. Prydz. Well, no. If you don't mind me doing it, I'll call you Eric Prydz from now on.
Yeah, whatever you prefer. It's okay.
He sounds like a cracking guest. Why don't we have him on?
So, I mean, so I was right then. Right from the start, actually.
I said that. I took it back, and you were correct.
Do you know who you should call? You should call Fern. Should let her know. Because she still thinks it's Prides.
We saw her yesterday.
Fern Cotton.
Where?
Around here. She's walking down the street.
Why are you laughing?
No, I'm not laughing. She was lovely.
She's outside.
She recognised us.
You saw her at Radio 1, then?
No, we saw her walking past Radio 1.
Right.
When Aled was going to get a cup of tea.
She's coming in to go, hi, on this week's Top of the Pops, some great, great guests. Plus me, Sexy Fern.
She needs to know that, because she's saying it wrong every week on the Top of the Pops.
I told her, I said to her, it's Prids.
It's embarrassing.
And she said, no, it's not. And I'm like, listen, whatever you want there, sexy legs, but, you know, I'm telling you, it's Prids.
You should phone her up.
Do you know, believe it or not, I don't have a number. She didn't give me a number.
You're joking.
No, I know.
That's a snub.
I know. I think what it was she was scared that something might happen between us.
Oh, she was just scared that you might actually use the number and ring it.
Shut up, Dave.
Hi, Comedy Dave. This is David Moyes from Everton.
There you go.
You've got to guess who.
TDS link was...
What?
This has got a guess who for you.
Have you?
Yeah, well, let's play some music and then we'll do it.
Right. I bet it's...
crap.
There you go. Rachel!
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park.
This record comes out on Monday. Please, please, today, if you pass a CD shop, whatever, go and order a copy for next week. It's brilliant. You need to own it. It's Embrace and Ashes.
I've waited and given the chance again.
Gonna do it. Gonna do it. Gonna do it. Do it. Do it.
I heard Colin Neath play this the other week. I've got to be honest, I like Ice Cube. I think this track just doesn't go anywhere for me at all.
Who's the girl with him?
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Just doesn't do anything for me at all.
Who's the girl? Is it Eve?
Sadly, today was a good day.
Hello?
Sorry?
Who's the girl with him? Is it Eve?
It's background Fox during intro. So it says here. Who is it, Rage?
I'm just finding out.
Background Fox.
Just confirmed.
Not Fox.
I've never heard of her.
Alan, just to warn you, by the way, Rachel has the lurgy. Put the tea down. Put the tea down. Get off.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't have it anymore.
Who's got it?
Carrie.
Carrie got the lurgy?
Yep.
When did you do that?
Just a minute ago.
Okay. When you tried to get me in, failed miserably. Because you're rubbish.
Well, I didn't want to hurt you.
Hang on a second. Who are you, mate?
Hi, Comedy Dave. This is David Moyes from Everton.
There you go.
Morning, David.
Might be listening now on the way to training.
He might be. And if he is, I'd like to say thank you for that message.
We gotta work on our footballers going to training feature.
We do, actually. That's still in its infancy, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe we should start on that for next year.
Okay.
See, here's the way I look at it. We start off with a footballer who's on the way to training, and then they nominate a footballer, a friend of theirs, on another team.
Yeah.
And then we talk to them the following week. And then then they nominate someone, and then we speak to the other person.
I mean, it could be as simple as, hello, I'm listening, really, couldn't it? Football style.
Yeah.
I mean, we could dress it up with a different title and pretend like it's a new feature, but essentially it'd be that.
Who would you like to speak to on the way to training?
I don't know.
If you could choose any footballer.
Any footballer in the world.
Let's say we're doing the feature now.
Okay. I don't know. Nigel Martin.
Really?
Yeah. Why not?
Big Nigel.
Hmm.
All right, fair enough. Who would you choose, Rachel? You could speak to any footballer on the show.
I don't know.
Whenever you're ready, love. Gosh, she's on the ball this
David
morning,
David Beckham.
Isn't she? David Beckham.
Yeah.
Hello, Rachel.
So that's a brilliant impression, that, wasn't it? Well, there you go. You're going to ask me.
Who would you like to talk to?
Me? Oh, I don't know. Seth Johnson.
Well, he's got plenty of time on his hands, hasn't he? Hey? He's bound to be free.
Eric Backer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You on the way to training, Eric?
Yes.
Is the bus busy this morning? That kind of thing. Or, I don't know. One of the greats, maybe. One of the classic great players.
Yeah. Paul Butler.
Don't start with me. Stevie Watson, you know, could have been any of those, Dave.
Eh? Be good to speak to Steve Watson. You're only knocked because when,
hello, mate.
When you last met him, he just put three past your shower.
Yeah. Is that the only time ever in his life he's got a hat-trick?
It's not the point.
Is he, though?
Eh? I think he was, yeah. Got a great photo of us with Stevie Watson and Kevin Campbell. And Steve's there and he's put three fingers up just to the side of your face. It was a very, very quiet trip home it was from Goodison that day.
People coming up to him going, Stevie, will you sign me programme? Stevie, will you sign me ball? He came up to me and goes, all right, Chris, yeah, sign me arse, son. Do you know what I mean? He apologised.
I know he did, yeah.
Sorry about that, Chris. I said, apparently Dave was saying, you know, you're not goals in every week. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Steve Goal Machine Watson, I think he was called after that day.
Has he scored since?
Yeah, he has.
Bless him. Anyway, there you go. So, next week's going to be a big day for Zane Lowe, myself, and Joe Wiley. And maybe you could be coming with us.
Coming soon.
It's going to be a great little gig, that. So, it's, when is it? Wednesday night with Zane, so tomorrow night.
Yeah.
With Zane Lowe. You know, that's the low. And then Thursday with Joe Wiley, and then Friday with us to win tickets. Yes, you can come in, yes. Your thumbs up, by the way, Dominic, for some reason, from next door.
Thank you.
What does that mean?
It means that we've got all the clips there, ready to play.
All right. What's the day?
It's Tuesday.
Brilliant. What's that from? I don't know. It's like play school, isn't it? I'm just thinking about the footballers going into training, listening to the show, going,
I'll play for me 1 week. I'd love to be on their show.
Hmm. Who would that be?
Anybody.
Hmm.
It's a generic footballer voice.
It's convincing.
Right, text in if you're a footballer, 81199, and we're, just so we know you're listening.
No time wasters, though, please.
Yeah, just real people.
No. Hello, I am Zinedine Zidane.
81199, text in if you're a footballer currently on the way to training. And we'll read out a list of all the, and I'm sure there'll be genuine footballers, after news, sport, weather and travel. 81199. Get texting, footballers. Now, if you're not driving, obviously, be careful. Oh, look, David Beckham's texting from 18 different phones. Boogie Pimps and Alicia Keys and Usher coming up. Oh, can we not drop that and play some else? It's boring. Can we play Coldplay instead? Yeah? I'll give you a tenner. 20 quid. 30 quid. You're greedy, you. You're more expensive than... I was going to name a company then and suddenly thought I best not. Well, anyway, we'll definitely play Boogie Pimps and during the news we'll have a round what to play afterwards. Let's get the news from Dominic and sport from Carrie. It's 9.30.
Fierce fighting in Fallujah.
And in sport, the Leeds takeover moves a step closer.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Around 15,000 US...
On Radio 1.
It's 9.34.
Footballers on their way to training then. You decide which ones are real and which ones are fake. Hi, Pele here. How's it going?
Fake.
You think?
Mm.
Paul Perry, Cardiff City. Lampard, Frank, on my way, boss.
Fake.
Dean Ashton, crew Alex.
Could be.
Could be.
Hi, Chris. Great show. Ashley Cole.
Could be, I suppose.
I am Adam Drury from Norwich. Dean Holden of Oldham Athletic. Hi, it's me, Wayne Rooney.
Fake.
Hi, hello, you lot. It's Simon Davis from Spurs. How ya doing?
Could be.
Yeah, could be.
Hi, it's Darren Bent. I'm going to stuff your Sainsbury's Leeds on Saturday. Can I get reward points on my goals? James Nestling driving into training with Colchester United. It's Brian Dean. I'm listening from the canteen at the training ground. Training spelt wrong, by the way.
That's true, then.
Chris, this is Matt, England, play for Wimbledon Reserves, on my way to training. Can you give us a shout-out, please? Thanks. Roy Keane. Lee Trundelier, on my way to training. The Jacks are going up.
Could be.
Hi, Chris. It's Chris Kirkland from Liverpool. Just got to the Melrose training complex. I've just broke my finger writing this text.
True. False.
Hello, Chris and the team. I'm listening. All the best, Thierry Henry.
Bonjour.
Phil Cabaret, Lincoln City, number 8. Cabaret? Is that right?
Don't know.
Right.
Hi, Chris. Rushy here. Ian Rush. Great show. So which one do you think are true? Paul Perry might be true.
Could be.
Dean Ashton might be true.
Mm-hmm.
Lampard Frank on my way, boss.
Don't think so.
Really?
I mean, it could be. I mean, if I've done you a disservice, Frank, I apologise, but I don't think it's true.
Hello, Chris and the team. I'm listing all the best Thierry Henry.
Bienvenue. Le Jardin de Fanny. Regardez le menu.
Matt England. Chris Kirkland, do you think that was true, Dom?
No, I'd say not.
Right, okay.
He would break his finger, though, texting him,
wouldn't
he?
Well, that's, you know, for you to say.
Hi, Ryan Giggs here. Just saw Ronaldo try to text you, but halfway through fell over. I looked really disappointed. I made that one up.
Did you?
I made up a football gag. There you go. Right, so footballers on the way to training. We should look into that.
Yeah, we need to come up with a snazzy title for it, don't we?
Footballers going to training.
And a proper feature.
Like footballers going to training.
Yeah.
Do you not like that?
No.
Footballers going to training.
No. I think it's dull. I think it needs to be more exciting.
You could have pictures of footballers waving in training. Waving in training, you could call it.
Dominic. Shut up. Blimey, up the apples and pears, that's the smooth sound of Ash on Radio 1. It's Trevor Nelson here, up to Chelsea. Look at my shiny head. It's cracking that, innit? Right, how you doing? It's 9:44 in the morning. It's Trevor Nelson in a place to be on a BBC. Check it out. Isn't that right, Dominic?
Yes, right, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying there. It's brilliant, innit? Whoa, straight up. Yeah, you're taking a right diabolic in liberty, ain't ya?
Yes, absolutely, give me the light up.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Car park fans! You playing the old,
Oh, yes, that's right.
You're playing the old air bass as well.
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am feeling great, thank you very much. Everything is wonderful and beautiful and, And yeah, I'm in a good mood.
I love that last record you played.
What, are you deaf? No, it's good. It's Usher and Alicia Keys.
I like the sound of that.
Well, there you go. Maybe you could go out and buy the album.
You don't pay me enough money.
Right, well, maybe we can plug it for you for free. Do you know what I mean? Cheapskate, lousy guest.
Well, that's not very nice.
Sorry. Just say hello to Dominic.
Morning, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Would you listen to the radio if there was a feature called Waving in Training?
Frankly, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
Okay, fair enough.
Dave, do you want to say anything?
No.
Alad?
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Life is good.
Have you done something with your hair? It looks really nice today.
I'm not sure about that.
Get off, get off. What? Get off, get off.
What?
Sorry, Roy, I've got these girls pulling me off this.
Okay, so first.
Get off.
You've got these girls.
I'm just standing.
You've got these girls, what? You just said you've got these girls pulling me off.
Sorry. I'm standing on the side here trying to avoid having the lurgy, and they're trying to give me the lurgy. I'm sorry, Roy, it's very unprofessional of them.
Do you fancy joining in with that game?
I can't think of anything I'd like to do less.
All right. Who's on line one, Roy?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, it's Chris from Welling
Garden
City.
Hey! Very nice, Welling Garden City.
I have a friend who lives there.
Oh, he has a friend who lives there.
Do you now, Roy, do you now?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Well, of course.
Of course, he says. What do you do, Chris?
I'm a van driver.
Nice. And what are you driving right now?
I'm driving a Mercedes Sprinter delivering Christmas trees.
Nice wheels.
Nice wheels.
Yeah, they indeed they are.
How many Christmas trees have you got?
I've had 20 in the van today. I've only got 10 left.
Oh, so I see you've got rid of 10 already.
Yep.
See, that would have taken Dave about half an hour to work that one out.
I could work that out.
Okay, all right. How many has he got rid of?
10.
I just told you that, so it's cheating, really. And where are you heading to now?
I'm going to Stroud in Kent.
Oh, very nice. How many trees are you dropping off there?
10.
All right, okay.
So that means you have none left.
God, Dave, you are on a roll this morning. Look at you. Woo! Let's see your horn, Chris.
I like simple but effective.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, you're very chatty, aren't you, Chris?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right, don't worry. Right, stay there. We'll talk to you in a second.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. My name's John and I'm from Manchester.
Yay! Manchester.
Well, I have a friend who lives there.
You have a friend who lives... Oh, he has a friend who lives there, apparently, John.
I don't believe him, Chris.
You don't believe him?
No.
Well, that's not very nice.
Oh. Why don't you believe him?
Because he just doesn't seem like the type of man to have friends in Manchester.
I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Oh, dear. You're really upsetting Roy today.
Yeah.
Maybe you could go to Manchester, Roy, and sort John out.
I wouldn't do that if you paid me.
Oh, okay. Fair enough, then. What do you do, John?
I work for Roger Bullivant's Piling Foundation Engineers.
I used to work for them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know you did, yeah. You left just before I started.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. When did you start there?
Last week.
Yeah, I left a week before.
I know you did, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I got caught now. I won't do that gag on the air. Good Lord. What was I thinking? And, whereabouts are you right now?
I'm on a building site in Edmonton.
Oh, very... In Edmonton?
I have a friend who lives there.
Roy has a friend who lives there.
Yeah, he's got a lot of friends, Roy, hasn't he?
Yeah. He's a very popular man.
I don't know why.
Oh! Roy?
I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Right, okay, fine, all right. What are you driving?
A transit van.
Mmm. Nice wheels. Can I see your horn?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hear that?
It's all right,
that?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What do you think?
Yes, well, I'll do it. It's loud enough. Roy, what do you think?
Is this person for real?
Oh, well, yeah, it is. Have you got a mate with you in the background?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I've got Tommy Doherty here. He's performing at
unbelievable. Was he just taking off that cloaking device, has he?
Yeah. I didn't really want to mention him. I didn't think he was there. I didn't think he deserved it.
Right, cause... okay. They sound jolly, though, don't they, Roy?
No. Huh? They're proper idiots.
Okay.
Uncomfortable laugh.
Oh, right, are you ready to play the game, John?
I am, mate, yeah.
Are you ready, Chris?
Yep.
All right.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Okay, eyes down, look in. Two fat ladies, you and your mother. All right, here we go. Mr. Fish is helping out in the village school, covering for the biology teacher. He's teaching the kids about different species of animals and stuff, and is keen to answer any questions that the kids have got. Oh, well, there's one of the kids who's got his hand up. He's asking Mr. Fish whether it's the male or the female that is more likely to kill you. Well, it's definitely the female, says Mr. Fish, because they're always more deadly. And apparently, you've got more chance of the female killing you than the male, because, of course, the female is just that bit more deadly than the male. That's right. And, yep, the child is now just registering that information that the female of the species is more deadlier than the male. Oh, yes, Chris.
Yeah, the female's more deadly than male.
Right.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Can't really give it.
I ain't got a clue.
Right, well, that's glaringly obvious. A chance for John to steal, though, but I won't hold my breath.
Have you got an easier one than that, Chris?
Well, as a brain of mind as I've given you it three times, pretty much. No. Basically, let's just have a look at the clues. The child now knows that...
The female is more deadlier than the male.
Yeah, well, I need a little bit more, really. Because it's obviously all about the species. And that's a very important bit when it comes to...
The female of the species is more deadlier than the male.
Who said that?
I was first. I've been first.
Hang on. For God's sake. Put your handbags down, girls. Who said that?
That was me, that, Chris. You've got to give that to me.
Go on, John. I'll give it to you.
You're right!
Come on, Chris, there's a chance.
Yeah, but I've been first.
Okay.
Yeah, you just said it.
Yeah, but you bimbed and you got it wrong.
Yeah, but I've been
first. Yep.
Whatever.
Yeah, Chris, just relax. You might get the next one right.
All right.
All right, okay. One to John, none to Chris.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Here we go, then. Mr. Fish is out in the country on the lookout for pheasants and grouse and stuff. Now, he's not shooting them, though. He's just got to catch them in a non-cruel country sport where you get points for the birds that you catch. And the organiser is just explaining the scoring system to Mr. Fish, because it's quite complicated. Apparently, you get 2 points for a bird in your hand, but you only get 1 point for a bird that you see in a bush. So, basically...
a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Right, who was that?
John.
Right, well, you didn't wait for me to come to you, so I'm going to give Chris a chance.
I didn't hear what you said.
Right. Oh. Basically, Chris, the rules are that bird that is in the hand is worth roughly two that are in the bush.
Well, that's the correct answer then. I'll have that one.
So what are you saying, Chris?
What you just said.
Yeah, but which is what?
I don't know.
Oh. You
just said it for me.
Yeah, but you've got to say it, though, Thicko. So, a bird that is in the hand, that is worth two that are in the bush.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
You're right!
God, Chris, you're brilliant.
Yeah, I know I am.
I tell you what, we're very pleased to get Chris today because he was booked to be in Mastermind. sorry, Master Chef. That was it. All right, Chris, you've got a point. John, you've got a point.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
All right, so whoever gets this one right is the winner. I can hardly wait. The excitement is killing me. Here we go.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
It's the final one. Mr. Fish is away in the Brecon Beacons on a camping weekend with Mick Jagger. There's just the two of them there, which means there's plenty of jobs for them to do. Mr. Fish is trying to light a fire, but needs Mick to go off and get some peat and moss and stuff to burn on the stove. I'm not doing that, says Keith. I don't know why Keith's there, because it's only Mr. Fish and Mick Jagger, Dave.
Well, maybe Keith Richards has turned up too.
So, forget Keith. Mick says, I'm not doing... Who was that?
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
It's not right, John. Could Chris steal?
No, not at all.
Mick Jagger says, I'm not doing that, I'm a megastar. I'm not going off gathering moss. And Keith is telling, Mick is telling Mr. Fish, where did Keith come from?
I don't know, it's my mistake, I'm sorry.
As a member of the Rolling Stones, there's no way that he will go and gather the moss needed for the fire. Yes, John!
Rolling Stones can't stop moss!
What? What, John?
The Rolling Stones never stole moss.
The Rolling Stones never stole moss.
What did you say?
Yes, Chris.
Rolling Stones don't gather moss.
The Rolling Stones.
You're a winner.
Oh, Chris, I'm going to give that to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, first of all, John, you are so close, but a million miles away.
Yeah.
But, the Rolling Stones don't steal moss. it's never been used before, but hey, what a great catchphrase for someone one day.
Somebody will use it.
Yeah. Mm. And have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. And Chris, congratulations.
Thank Chris.
All right, bye. I'm cutting my fingers thick as well. Right. Let's get out of here. Thank you very much, callers. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Somebody give me a bass line.
wanna get to know ya.
Oh. Gaz in North Ants text in saying two villagers are obviously missing their idiots. Could be right. It's Nelly and Christina Aguilera's The Brilliant Till Your Head Back. So here's how it looks tonight. Lock Up with Mike is on at 9 o'clock. Nas is in with Zane Lowe from 7 talking about his new album. Spoonie's in for Scott. Colin Edith at 1. And the beautiful Joe Wiley is next. Have a great day. Joe Wiley's next with the top 10 of 10. Today it's 1984 and 1996.
They've tipped you over the edge, haven't they?
Yeah. I didn't give away the years, did I, Joe?
No, how could you? Best car park catchphrase ever.
What a bunch of thickos there.
See ya.
The UK's official number one. Listen Sundays from 4 to the UK's only official chart.
Radio 1. Yes, who's back?